Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Columbus, Georgia, you are on the air with Fountain City Radio. Let me say that one time, Fountain City Radio. We have a very lovely guest on the line, on the Heart Soul with us tonight, Minister Linda Robinson. And if you guys can excuse us for just one second, I'm going to do a quick mic check and then we're going to talk about a little housekeeping chores. Hold on.
Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Hey, Minister Robinson, it looks like you're online with us tonight. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very clear.
Thank you. I should have had you call in a little bit earlier so I could do my sound check, but, you know, my bad. I wanted to make sure you could hear me loud and clear because we're recording at this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to welcome you to Fountain City Radio and to our guest tonight, Minister Linda Robinson. Tonight, the title of our show is Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. I want to talk to you for a minute about crisis. There's a reason why I played that song at the beginning, at the very beginning of the show. Our crisis that we're going through right now, I'm going to read you a little bit from a note that I got from former President Barack Obama about crisis. He said, a crisis has a way of sharpening. When we suffer a loss or become ill, stock of what's important. We appreciate the parts of our lives that maybe we took for granted. We revisit our values and our relationships when we think about how we might honor them if we had another chance, if we only had more time. Crisis forces us to reflect. Now, recently, Minister Robinson, along with several members of her family, went through a period when they were diagnosed with the coronavirus. We also received word that Mr. Ed DeBose was recently released from the hospital after struggling with this virus in hospital, but he came through and we're still wishing him the very best. We continue to pray for him. We thank God for all of you who have had a personal encounter with this virus in this season, and we pray for your health, your strength, and your healing from now and through the days, weeks, months, and years to come. We also send our deepest condolences to the family of Mr. Herman Cain, who died last night after a month-long battle with COVID-19. And we also pray the peace of God upon the family of John Lewis, who was funeralized this morning. Everyone got a chance to watch. I plan to go back and rewatch. I was at work this morning, so I couldn't watch the entire thing, but I'm going to go back and look at it again. I heard it was a wonderful service, and I'm looking forward to seeing it later on. But yet and still, more people are dying or are surviving. I'm sorry, my bad. More people are surviving this coronavirus than dying. And Minister Robinson was one of those who went through it with her family members, including her mother, and she survived it. But we understand that many are not coming through without other attenuating health issues. But the word of God says such. They overcame it by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. We are still walking in the light of God regardless. So listen in tonight as Minister Robinson talks to us tonight about her personal struggle with this pandemic. And we also might spend just a little time talking about her upcoming book that is still a work in progress called The Gardener's Helper. As we balance out our walk with that of the children of Israel when they strived in the wilderness for 40 years, let us not respond as many of them did, begging to be sent back to Egypt. They ate the food of angels and yet yearned for the quail and garlic and leeks of bondage. We will not turn back. We will go forward in the light of the gospel of our Lord and Savior. But where will this pandemic and life in general find you when it's all over? Will you wear a crown or will you be lost in the wilderness of eternal darkness forever? Ladies and gentlemen, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening, striving, Lord, ever striving before you more and more and more, just to stay close to you, keep in touch with you, and praying that you'll continue to bring us through this season, Lord. And if you should choose not to, Lord, we pray healing upon the heart, the heaviness of the hearts of those who have lost loved ones. You are here with us in this place. We worship you and we worship you. We worship you both near and far. You're turning lives around, Lord, and that's why we call you the Waymaker, the Miracle Worker, the Promise Keeper, the Light in the Darkness. Thank you for coming here this evening, Lord. You said when two or three are gathered, you're here in the midst of them. We appreciate you and we praise you, and we ask you for a wonderful evening this evening as we get started with Minister Robinson. Thank you, Lord, and the precious name. Precious, precious name of our Lord and Savior. We thank you. Amen. Mr. Robinson, can you still hear me?
Yes, very clearly.
Okay, you on the line. Let's get started with our show tonight. I'm going to have you hold for about 2 minutes, well, really 1 minute and 14 seconds. And okay. I'll come right back to you as soon as this little commercial interruption. Thanks.
Okay.
Heart and soul, body and mind, but the very essence of our existence is spirit. What is it about the human spirit that produces the courage and the strength to beat insurmountable odds, to survive and endure despite unbelievable circumstances? Our spirit embodies the very essence of our existence. We believe that it has been handed down from generation to generation, beginning in Africa, the motherland, where for eons, we believe that the Creator heard us when we cried, saw us when we faltered, and helped us along the way. And now, more than ever, it is time for us to get back in touch with the spirit that lives inside us all. Because without it, we are less than whole. But with it, there is nothing we cannot overcome. For the essence of our existence is
amen, ladies and gentlemen. The essence of our spirit, of our existence in this world, is spirit. Got a couple of housekeeping chores for you, please. The guest call-in number is 563-999-3722. Let me repeat that. 563-999-3722. And the next housekeeping chore is if you want to ask a question, if you want to chime in and make a comment, just press that little bitty old one on your phone. Look on your keypad, press that little bitty old one. And raise your hand, and I'll be able to see you wanting to come in and make a comment or ask a question, and I'll bring you into the conversation. So we know Minister Robinson doesn't have a lot of time tonight, but we're going to hold up as long as we can. How about that? Minister Robinson, hey, good evening.
Hi.
I'm back. So
okay.
I'm going to tell the audience, you went through this period that you and your family were diagnosed with the coronavirus. Can you tell us a little bit about how that started and how it progressed and how you guys are made it through that and how you're doing now?
Oh, okay. Yes, I will. Well, when this virus first hit, came into our midst, you know, I know I am a praying woman, so I started praying for everyone, you know, in the world and all about in our neighborhood. I just started praying, Lord, what is this? What is going on? You know, I was asking questions, you know, not knowing that we would endure, you know, from that. And at the moment it came into the midst of my family, my mom, she got real ill. And so my mother is the mother of 8 girls, no boys, but about 5 of us live here in the city. So we decided that we would take turns to go over and see about mom, you know, and help try to nurse her back to health. And all of a sudden, you know, one of my sister, my older sister, kept complaining of bad headaches, you know, and I was saying, well, what's going on? Did you take your blood pressure medicine? You know, this is our oldest sister. She's 66, and my mom, she's 83. And my mama take a lot of medication, too, you know, so we was afraid for her because we didn't know what was going on. But my sister, she was complaining of being nauseated and headaches and just kept complaining. I said, well, you might need to go to the doctors, you know. She said, but I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think it went on about a couple of weeks. And so one day it got so bad, you know, she's been working on a job about 40 years. And so she did not go to work. And I say, what? You didn't go to work? I don't feel good, you know, I'm sick. And I said, something real wrong, then you have to go to the hospital. But she waited out another day, and she didn't go to work. I said, oh, no, get up now. Meet me at the hospital, mercy room, which she did. And they took a temperature as she walked to the door. At that time, they wouldn't let nobody in, you know, without checking your temperature. And her, it was 105.9, something like that.
Lord.
Yes. And they went on and told her to come on around in there then. And so I went on back home. And so then they called and told that she was positive for COVID. So when they told us that, I said, y'all, we need to get mom checked, you know. So they kept her in the hospital. And so we took mom that evening and they checked mom. And yes, she was tested positive with the COVID. So she had to be hospitalized that same day. So the next morning, myself and my other two sisters that were caring for my mom, we went to have the test done. And all of, that was 4 of us. Yes, and all of us came back. No, 3 of us, that's right. And all of us came back positive, too. And so then he was asymptomatic. But by being a praying, you know, a prayer warrior and somebody that really strong in our faith and trust in God, we would never know when we went through a challenge with our faith. I got in a place where I said, Lord, I know I'm serving you. Lord, I know I'm doing all I can for you. So why did this come in the midst of my family, you know? And all I can hear what God say, trust me. Trust me.
That's right.
Trust me. And I got in a place where I was so sad, like the enemy just tried to beat me down, saying, you've just been running this race in vain, you know, and you know you might as well just give up. And I just started saying, for God I live and for God I'll die. And Lord, you said that you would never leave me or forsake me. You know, I had to keep feeding myself, telling myself the words, you know, that I know that I can trust him, because he didn't bring me this far to leave me.
That's
and I said, my family is healed by the blood of Jesus. And so my mom stayed in the hospital. Oh, my goodness, she had to have 2 liters and 1 liters of oxygen every other day, sometimes daily. She stayed in the hospital about 12 days. She had to go to rehab. And my sister, she stayed in about 6 days, but when they let her out, she was asking to come out because she wanted to go home. She felt like she would do better at home. But when she got home, she still was sick. And see, the hurting part about this thing, you can't go take care of them, you know. We had to go and try to leave food at her door, you know, and run away and all this, you know, in fear that we might be, you know, getting worse than what we are. But we had to do the best we could by our loved ones, you know. But when they let my mom out, they ran tests on her 3 times, and all 3 of them was negative. I said, praise God. And then when she went back about 7 days after she released, she went back and took her test, and she came back negative. I said, God, you are doing great.
Amen.
And I saw them down the road. I stayed quarantined about 14 days, and so did my other sisters, and we got retested, and all of us came back negative. And I said, I know my God is real. You know what I'm saying? I said,
yes,
I know
God.
They went through this for a reason, to tell somebody, you are a healer. You know,
that's right.
I don't care what it looks like. God is faithful.
Yes, and so, you know.
And I just go around telling everybody the experience that we went through with that. We might all went through that. But God went through it with us, and then as we went through it, he brought all us out of it on the other side. And so I'm just so grateful for that, you know. And then right after that, my mom got out of rehab. She fell and broke her hip, dislocated her hip. I said, oh, my God, we're still trying to help her back up. But as of today, she got a hip brace on, and she has started back to walk again. So she got joy in her heart. And so you know what? It just builds me up stronger and stronger, and just makes me proud, right, to be a warrior for the Lord.
I didn't mean to go on and on, but when I talk about that, it just excites me.
And so I didn't mean to go on and on, but
it just
touches my
heart. I told you before, when I called you, we reserved plenty of time for you, just in case.
That just delights my heart, you know. And I know I've been running this race for God, and I'm trying to draw more people closer and closer to God, because God is real, you know.
Amen. He is. 24/7. That's right. All day. All day, every day. See, that's quite a testimony. But I'm gonna turn it around for just a moment, just a split second here, and ask you, what are your thoughts and what are your words to the people who have actually lost people in this season? You know, you heard Mr. Herman Cain die this morning. Late last night after a month-long battle with this same virus. And I want to know what you have to say to the people who've actually lost someone.
Okay, you know, I just buried my father last week, Monday, and he was in the nursing home. And we just buried him and everything, and I was kind of depressed and stuff, but I say, I just stick with this scripture here. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And if I know that my loved one, right, if they got it right with God, right, they're all right because they're at home with the Lord. And so I would say, you know, just hold on to it. That's what I do. I just hold on to those great memories because they hurt me that when he went into the hospital, this thing came down, this virus came in. I couldn't go to the nursing home to see him. And I could not be with him, you know, and that hurts. And you just wondering, is he being treated right, you know, by the caretakers in the nursing home? Because I've been going to the nursing home for about 4 years, right? And I know just to show love to him. And, you know, they don't treat him like they should. You know what I'm saying? But I know that now he's in a better place because he's with our Father, and he ain't got to worry about nothing else because he's in good hands. And so that's what I tell everyone, whether they're young or old, you know what I'm saying? One day we have to go back home because we didn't come here to stay.
That's right.
And one
that's
day we got to go back home, right?
Well, I hope the audience is listening to this testimony because when you write with God, either way this goes, you're going to be okay.
Either way this goes.
But if when you survive it, you're okay. And if you don't survive it, as long as you're life is straight with God, you still okay. All right?
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why I say, you know, when you ask God to heal, sometimes God choose to heal on the other side.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. That is the absolute truth. And if you, in case you were wondering, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged in this season. As long as you have a life in Christ, win, lose, or draw, you're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right.
And you're going to be all right. You're going to make it. So I want to tell Ms. Robinson, thank you so much for joining us and letting us hear that testimony. And we needed to know and we needed to hear because I remember when she called me and I told me about it and I said, you know, let me pray for you. And then I began to speak the word of God, which is that you're going to come through this all right. And I spoke the word of God, and I said, you know, Linda, I said, more people are surviving this than are dying now. And that seemed to encourage her so much. That seemed to encourage her a great deal. And I said, you know, more people surviving it than dying from it. So I wouldn't worry about it.
That's so true.
Because God's going to take care of it. He'll take care of it. He's going to bring you through, and it's going to be all right. But he put us in certain situations for reasons sometimes we won't know about till we get to the other side. So, you know, let us hold fast to our testimony at all times.
That's right.
Hold tight to our testimony, regardless of everything. So I wanted to say that, and I wanted to be an encouragement and a witness to our audience tonight. Now, I haven't had any personal encounters with anybody who's had it except for Minister Robinson and a couple of our neighbors over here in the East Highlands area. But other than that, it hasn't come close, and I hope it doesn't. But I'm glad to know that Mr. Robinson and her family not only made it through that, but Mr. Robinson stayed at home. She didn't have to be hospitalized. And, you know, and I'm curious, when you wasn't hospitalized, how did you medicate yourself and how did you, I know you stayed focused by praying, but did you have any other symptoms, any other, anything
well,
else?
Well, you know,
that
I didn't really have
that
the
time?
Symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have really any symptom, but I did get me some like immune system support, like extra C, a 1,000 milligram of vitamin C, and then I also took vitamin D, 500 milligram, and I took some zinc. And I got my back body back to rolling and everything, and I made sure after I quarantined for the 14 days, I went and got retested. Make sure everything is okay before I go out there in the midst of anyone else because I didn't want to bring nobody else into it. And so, therefore, after I got retested, I waited a little more until that test came back on my phone that you are negative. And that when the hallelujah mm-hmm. dance went on for real.
Amen.
You know?
I know. I know. You have any recommendations for our audience, our listening audience, during, as far as diet? And what were the vitamins, again, you said you used in this, during this time?
It was like 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and mm-hmm. 500 milligram of vitamin D. And I think that was
vitamin
50
E.
milligram of zinc.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Vitamin
and did you were you able to eat during this time? What did you eat?
Yes, I was good eating. And then I know I exercised. I walked three miles 45
mm-hmm.
times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just brought it into my schedule because I know our body need to move.
Mm-hmm.
It need to move.
So you wasn't on any special diet or anything. You just ate like
no,
you
I
wanted.
No, I was not. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, I was on my
okay.
regular diet. Ate what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Uh huh. But I just
okay.
just ate.
Okay.
I drank lemon water. I drank a lot of lemon water now. And then I drank.
Mm-hmm.
I ate oranges. Uh huh.
Lemon water and oranges. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope some of you are listening tonight, taking notes. And understanding that if you ever get a positive diagnosis, stay positive. Just stay
right.
positive. Just talk to the Lord and go and get you some vitamin C and some vitamin E and some zinc and some lemon water and still get you some exercise and continue to pray. You're going to be okay. All right?
Right.
And mm-hmm. thank you so much, Minister Robinson, for that testimony. That's powerful. That either way this goes, we're going to be all right. They overcame it all by the blood of the Lamb and the word
That's
of
right.
the testimony. I want y'all to give me about 2 minutes and 2 seconds. I'm going to run to our little music department real quick while we get ready for another about 5-10 minutes. We ain't going to hold up all night. We're going to come back and talk about the Gardener's Helper. A book that she started maybe about a little year ago, and see what how her progress is going on that, and tell us a little bit about the book, and be looking forward to it being released soon because I'm helping her back write it. I'm ghost writing, so we'll be back in just about 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Hold on.
I am here, so wipe away your tears.
Mr. Robinson? Hey. Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
We're okay. Hopefully we're not having any technical difficulties. That has happened. God cares all about you, ladies and gentlemen. He does care all about you. He's always standing there holding your hand. Minister Roberts, I just want to touch for a minute, just for a minute, on the book that you have coming out called The Gardener's Helper. Tell the audience something about how this started and what inspired you, besides, you know, the Holy Spirit who inspires all things, to write this book. How did it come to you that you wanted to get started writing a book?
Well, it really came to me that I've been through a lot of things in life, and God have brought me through a lot of things. So I just wanted to share some of the things that God have brought me through, from being as a young girl right up to now. And so many things that I endured out there in life, I went through. I know I can help somebody else to come out, you know. God don't take us through these things for nothing. He take us through it so we can be there to help somebody else come out, because I know that I run into a lot of people that that in some things that are still stuck in some stuff that God have already brought me out of. So, you know, I talk about how God brought me out of alcoholism. You know, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I've been free from alcohol over 30 years now. But during my life in that vein, I open up and share with in my book that a lot of things that I went through while I was in that place. And I'll just I realized that I am the garden helper. And so I just I talk about in my book how weeds would get in your garden. And see, and one of those weeds was alcohol. And a lot of the weeds, and you know, sometimes you can bring weeds on in your garden yourself, and then somebody can plant weeds in your garden that you don't know about until you start seeing them in the midst of what's going on. And so, go ahead. And so that's what I open up about. I open up about being abused when I was a child by my stepfather. I open up about that, you know. Cause a lot of things drives you into these places, you know. A lot of times you're looking for happiness. You're looking for peace and you're looking for joy. And that's a lot of times you turn to other things to find those things. And one of mine was alcohol. Then sometimes it was, you know, it was a lot of things that I went to looking for ways to escape what I've been through in life. But when I discovered all I needed was Jesus on down the road, he was seeing the book. When I realized that all I needed was Jesus, and he healed me and brought me through all of the things that I went through out there. And he's still bringing me through now, because, you know, he'll be bringing us through until we leave here. Because a lot of things in our garden, we don't even realize it is there until God continues to open our eyes so we can see them.
That's right.
Sometimes
that's
other people see what's going on in your garden, and then you don't. And that's why sometimes he said we suffer for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
But the book is going to be very exciting, because I know when I was out there in that world, in the alcohol world, I got four children, and I was neglecting my children when I was out there in that world. I talk about all of that, you know, and I talk about when I escaped, how I had to go back and apologize to my children while they were still young and let them know that, you know, I was sorry, you know, please forgive me, mother was sick, you know. And I apologize for not being there for them like I should have been, but I could not make up for those years that we lost. But all we can do now is get together, love. I can love you now and take up where I messed up, continue on now. I did that right to help them along the way when they start having families and getting out there in that world, right, for them not to be too proud to tell somebody, you know, you messed up, you know. So the book's going to be very exciting. Yeah, we got a lot of things, you know, going on in that book.
There's a lot going on. I've read a little bit of it myself. And there were parts of it when I had to laugh. There was other parts when I had to cry. And there's other moments in it when I started thinking about the weeds that was planted in my own garden. One of them, a couple of them got names.
Right.
But we ain't going to go there. I ain't calling no names.
Right. But, those weeds come in, you know, to choke up those good, those weeds come in to choke up that good fruit that God had already put in
that's
us.
Right.
You know, that love,
that's
that kindness, that joy, that happiness. Don't weeds come in there to choke that up. They don't want, he don't want you to enjoy them good fruits that God already have, you know, displayed
that's
in
right.
you for you to utilize, right, to give your life up.
That's right. That's right. Sure does. We were looking forward to the book coming out, hopefully in the near future, sometime maybe before this time next year. Because Minister Robinson has had quite a few things happen in her life since then that we need to add to it. And I'm kind of glad she didn't close it up at that point, because we would have needed to include this recent. We would have needed. Let's just say if she had published it by now, we would have went, we had just waited another
month
testimony to put in there.
God is awesome. He is awesome.
And that's right. Didn't see it coming, but now it's some other stuff that to put in there. So she got to keep on writing it down so we can get it together and put it out there so you all will know. That you know, and have no doubt before this is all said and done, that there is a God, that He is watching over us. Win, lose, or draw, He's always here no matter what happens. So remain faithful, audience. And we want to see if Minister Robinson wants to let us know what she got coming up in the near future, because for everybody that's listening, let me give you that number one more time, 563. 999-3722. And if you want to make a comment or ask a question, just one on your phone, and I'll be able to see you raise your hand. In the meantime, Minister Robinson, we also know that you are the Vice President of the East Highlands Neighborhood Group, as well as the President of CAD, Columbus Against Drugs. And you got a bunch of other exciting stuff going on in your life, so we want to let the listeners know real quick. What you got coming up in the near future?
Well, you know, I'm still working on it, so I don't want to talk about it right now, because it's still early. I'm working on it, but it's a great project, and I'm trying to put it all in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to tie some more people into it and everything.
Well, go ahead.
We're
gonna let you go in just a minute. We're still trying to plan for our Veterans Dinner in November. We're hoping to be able to have it. In the East Island area, we're hoping that will come up soon. So we're gonna let Minister Robinson go, because I told her I wasn't gonna hold her too long. She's busy lady. And hopefully she'll come back and visit us on the phone. She'll come back and visit us in the future here on Fountain City Radio, so she can tell us about what's coming up and how far she's making progress along in that book, that we just can't wait until she finishes it. But Minister Robinson, thank you for coming on the show, and we hope to see you soon. And thank you for spending some time with the audience of Fountain City Radio tonight. We will see you soon, and God
bless you.
Thank you
for the invite.
You're welcome, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for coming.
Okay, y'all be blessed.
Good night. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio, sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation. Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
All right, Columbus, this is, once again, Fountain City Radio. And we're down about, past, say, 48 minutes on this station and on this show tonight. It's titled Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. You know, you guys, if you didn't want to speak up on the show tonight, I know some people are a little shy about calling in or about raising their hand. On the show, they're just listening in. Once again, the guest calling number is 563-999-3722. And you can push 1 to raise your hand so you can ask a question or come on and make a comment. But I have a question for you tonight. I'm going to interview my audience tonight. How and what in your life can you witness and testify to where the Lord God has made himself shown and known in your life as a way maker, as a miracle worker, as a promise keeper, as a light in the darkness? What have you gone through? What are you going through now that you can witness and testify, really, about the power of God in your life? If you don't want to call in, hit me up on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is called, actually, Fountain City Radio. And look us up on Facebook and send me a question in the instant messenger over there. And either tonight or the next time we're on the air, which should be Friday night, we'll come back on and try to answer those questions. Once again, you can hit me up on the Facebook page. Just look it up, Fountain City Radio, right here in the heart of the valley in Columbus, Georgia. And we thank you so much for listening in. We once again thank Minister Robinson for being my guest on the show tonight and giving us a great and wonderful testimony. And we give some credit to, we're trying to cut the sound bite, but we give all credit and all glory to Mr. Gary Dennis Hines and the Sounds of Blackness. A couple of little tunes, we shook it up a little bit tonight with a couple of little tunes within our, what they call, as long as we don't break the code on copyright. We shook it up a little bit by bringing back some old school stuff from back in the day with Mr. Gary Dennis Hines, Sounds of Blackness, from their Time for Healing album from back in the day. I talked to Gary Dennis, and I told him that was out of all the albums, that was my favorite. You know me, loved them all, but that was my favorite. He always asked when he sees you, what was your favorite? And Time for Healing will always, always, always be my favorite. But the Sounds of Blackness makes beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, timely music. And I can't help myself a little bit. I still, all these years later, get excited when I hear some of the things from the Time for Healing album from back in the day. So, we are going to call it for this evening because we have some listeners that I guess don't want to ask a question, don't want to make a comment. But I see you hanging around the room, you're listening in, and that's always a good thing because it bumps up our numbers so I can know that there are people who are interested in what we're doing at Fountain City Radio. Once again, write this down. The caller number is 563-999-332, and all you have to do is press 1 on your dial pad in order to get in and make a comment or ask a question. Or you can hit us up on the Facebook page at Fountain City Radio. Leave a question there. We'll try to drop it the next time we're on the air. We'll see you on Friday night at 7:30. God bless you for tuning in. We pray your strength and your health during this season. And in all seasons, we pray all is well with you and your family, and we bless you and thank you for tuning in. Godspeed. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Friday night at 7:30 right here on Fountain City Radio.
You're listening to the Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Heart and soul, body and mind, but the very essence of our existence is spirit. What is it about the human spirit that produces the courage and the strength to beat insurmountable odds, to survive and endure despite unbelievable circumstances? Our spirit embodies the very essence of our existence. We believe that it has been handed down from generation to generation. Beginning in Africa, the motherland, where for eons, we believe that the Creator heard us when we cried, saw us when we faltered, and helped us along the way. And now, more than ever, it is time for us to get back in touch with the spirit that lives inside us all. Because without it, we are less than whole. But with it, there is nothing we cannot overcome. For the essence of our existence is